Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Connie, C-O-N-N-I-E, Bass, B-A-S-S. Address is 152 Remington Drive, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-966-4812. ID, leave a blank. Date of birth, 2/4/1945. This is a 77-year-old widowed woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Savoy East Avenue. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L, L-E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D. Paradise Medical Group, 6460 Pence Road, Suite A, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, 530-872-6650, below that, 530-877-2196, parenthesis fax, in parenthesis, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation, with history of falls, subparagraph, recent history of cognitive decline. Her insurance is Medicare / UFCW Trust. Dear Dr. Alcohol and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Connie Bass for a neurological evaluation with her history of recently observed cognitive decline. New paragraph. Connie was seen at the Enloe Hospital after two falls at home. With a closed hip fracture for which she underwent pinning and rehabilitation with recovery. New paragraph, she was found to have difficulty with verbalization and speech communication and has been in PTOT and speech therapy with multiple visits still to be completed. New paragraph. She has a past history of moderate migraine with one episode in 2017 suggesting possible TIA, although migraine with motor impairment cannot be excluded. New paragraph. She currently takes sumatriptan for her migraine with good benefit. New paragraph. Comorbid medical problems include Leslie's vertically dyslipidemia. COPD, GERD, insomnia, menopausal symptoms, osteopenia, bladder overactivity, vitamin D deficiency, history of varicose veins. New paragraph. She was identified to have a dysphonic voice, which is under therapy. New paragraph. She was seen today accompanied by her daughter, providing additional focused information. New paragraph. In speech therapy, she underwent the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis M small o capital C A, in parenthesis, on January 24th, 2023, subparagraph. Her overall score was 14/30, normal greater than 26. She was found to have moderate difficulties with visual spatial dysfunction. Substantially reduced attention, language deficits, with preserved abstraction, naming, impaired, delayed recall, and slight reduced orientation, new paragraph. Today, on questioning as to whether she has any deficits, she has significant denial, suggesting ongoing difficulty with insight, new paragraph. A neurological examination appears to be broadly within normal limits. She ambulates with the use of a wheelchair, has no insight as to whether she has significant ataxia, although the wheelchair, walker has been not removed, new paragraph. There is always a concern about her capacity to operate a motor vehicle, new paragraph. Her daughter is working with her in organizing her transportation on the bus beeline and Uber for her appointments, new paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Recent history of cognitive decline with numerous falls, associated hip fracture, now in recovery therapy. New paragraph. Findings of moderate cognitive impairment, uncertain etiology, recommendations. At this point, I'm asking her to complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires. Those are all capitals. New paragraph, we will schedule her for a high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain analysis for further evaluation of her capacity and evidence for any degenerative changes. New paragraph. Upon return with the results of her NLO records, we will continue her evaluation with laboratory testing as may be appropriate for her needs. New paragraph. Her daughter has asked us to communicate her findings to other family members whose names have been provided and whom we will contact on her third appointment, following her diagnostic evaluation with findings and recommendations. New paragraph, I would anticipate that we will find that she has degenerative dementia and that she will need initiation of therapy for stability and possible improvement. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully for my professional signature.